So Moses 28, from verses 18. Before I get into what I want to teach us tonight, this morning into the afternoon, sorry. For those of us who were around yesterday, you can see that some of us are not here. But it's more like an admonition. And I only talk to us that are young ones. Stop talking about depression. Hope you're hearing me. Stop talking about depression. Stop it. No matter how, you know, the Spirit of God prompted me early hours of this morning, very early, around some few minutes past three. These are the words I got for some of us here. Stop talking about it. No matter how normal the world wants to make it look, you know, don't make it look normal. It's normal to get depressed. No, it's not normal. Hallelujah. Say, don't talk about it. Don't even be found saying it. Hallelujah. Because what you say is what you get. So watch what you say. Don't stop saying words like, I feel I'm depressed. No, you can't be depressed. Hallelujah. You have an option. I showed us yesterday. You have an option to be joyful. You have an option to be joyful. So stop talking depression. No matter how the world wants to make it look natural, it's not natural, it's of the devil. Hallelujah. It's of the devil. You know, a young boy was once asked, why did he want to take his life? He said he just kept hearing something inside him telling him, take your life, take your life. That is the devil. Take your life, just jump down, Just end it. It's not of God. Amen. So depression can never be normal. So never take it normal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter how the world tries to put it, never talk it. Hallelujah. Rather, put your lips on God's word. Put God's word rather on your lips. Hallelujah. Put God's word on your lips. I'm walking in joy. I'm walking in laughter. God, the light of God in my path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter how the trying time comes. Hallelujah. See, there will always be trying times. Glory to God. Paul will say that this suffering is but for a while. Glory to God. But your words can keep it forever. You can go through trying times. I know. But whether you are in trying times or not, don't allow your confession change. Don't allow your confession change. At all. Glory to God. Don't allow it change. Look at Jonah in the belly of the fish. That was a tough time. Medically, there is no air there. The belly of the whale. But yet, even inside there, he didn't say, God, it has ended. It is finished, no? What did he say? He said, I will look again. Hallelujah. The dead cannot praise you. I will look again. Hallelujah. I will give praise to your name. That is it. No matter how tight the situation is, you say God's word. Jesus in the belly of the earth, when he died, he was still speaking God's word. That is what the child of God is. Hallelujah. I thought to say that to us. Hallelujah. Because that's the direction of God's Spirit towards us today. Never allow depression to stay. A believer who is depressed is allowing the devil to build an estate on him. You can choose never to be depressed. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through stuff. You are. I love what the dear man of God said, John G. Hagee. He said, God hasn't promised you a sweet sailing, but what he has promised you, it is safe landing. Never forget that. Hallelujah. That means you might have itches on the way, but you know what? It will always turn out for your good. Hallelujah. So don't give up before it's over. Fight to the end. Hallelujah. Matthew 28. Let's look at what we have for this morning. From verses 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. So go ye therefore and make disciples, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Mark 16 from verse 15. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. Said, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. So they will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So that after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. Luke 24 from verses 47. Okay, 45. Says, and they opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. The thus it is written, and thus it behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin be preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. John 20 verses 21. Okay, 22. John 20:22. So when he said this, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So whosoever sins ye forgive are forgiven. And whosoever ye retains, since this italicized, are retained. Hallelujah. You know what it means when you have something italicized in scriptures? It means it's not part of the original. But the interpreters or the translators added it there because they thought it should be there. But many times it doesn't mean it's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to look at a few things. So we said yesterday that being born again, right? First of all, we said yesterday night, we said, forgiveness is not what you work for, right? Forgiveness is what you received in the preaching of the gospel. Did we see that yesterday? Hallelujah. The gospel, the other name for the gospel is God's forgiveness of sins. When a man believes the gospel, his sins are forgiven him. Past, present, and future. His sins are forgiven. So we said to be born again is to be called into God's tax. Did we see that? To be called into God's task, to be called into God's assignment. And that is why John will say, whosoever sins ye forgive, is God that forgives sins. So when he says whosoever sins ye forgive, it means in the preaching of the gospel, God is one carrying out his work in the earth through you. God is working with us in carrying his assignment in the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Never forget that. Never. So, very vital. God carries out the tax through us. What is God's tax? 1 Timothy 2:4. We saw it. 1 verse 3 and 2:4. But verse 4 says, who will have all men to be saved? All men. God's plan is for all men to be saved. And to come to the knowledge of the truth. Coming to the knowledge of the truth there is actually discipleship. Discipleship. To be well discipled. Knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. And that is why he gave us pastors and leaders in the church. Ephesians 4 verses 11. He said he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers. Some people call it fivefold ministries. Funny. But he gave us the pastors. Hallelujah. Amen. So I say it's fivefold, so I say it's sixfold, so I say it's fourfold. Anything. But that is ministry. Amen. It's actually not five but four. But it's not folds. As you call it. But he gave us the ministry gift. But then verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, we will come to the unity of faith. See, to the measure. What does he call the unity of faith? Unity of faith is what we call the measure of the status of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I call this, first of all, to the knowledge. So the unity of faith is the knowledge of the Son of God. That is knowledge. To be effectively taught. 2 Timothy 2:2. He said, the things which you heard from me amongst many brethren. He said, the same commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So that means God's plan is not just to get people born again, but to get them born again and get them well discipled. It doesn't stop at getting people saved, getting born again. You have to go the next step, getting them groomed in God's word. And that is why you introduce them to the local church. Hallelujah. With their thought, God's word for spiritual growth. Hallelujah. So teaching is very important. That is why in Matthew 28 verse 20, Jesus said to his disciples, teaching them. Teaching becomes very vital in the gathering of believers. Teaching, it's primary. When you go to a place, when you go to the local church, and teaching is not given first place, then they are not really in line with what God is doing in the earth. What God is doing in the earth is discipling me. Hope you hear me. Amen. Now when you go and then 2 hours of songs, dancing, and then you use 15 minutes for the word, SMS, short message sermon. The best is the best that is in you. You are the you that is in you that is ready to become. Especially when you get into all the exams, all those words will make sense. Say, Pastor, you are reasoning it. You're saying it well. As one of my friends went to do is the you that is in you that you that is in you that will become. He came to write to swear me. On exam day, when you tried to swear me, left the home. I went to pray in tongues and came in 15 minutes to the end. They told him, are you sure you can write? Wait for next session. Say no. No. I can do it there. I'm the him that is in him that is in him. Went to write. We're just doing ba 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 ba. We're just sticking anything. When result came out, they scored 13 over 400. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Teach the word. Learn to hear the word. Learn the word. So that you will grow well. Hallelujah. You will be knowledgeable. Is that true? Learn the word. Spend quality time on the word. Hallelujah. Me as a pastor, I spend hours listening to messages. Hours. Hours. Amen. 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 I've done 20 hours. The message is a little stretch. So you spend time listening to message. Spend time. Hallelujah. Spend time. It will grow you. Hallelujah. So teaching is very vital. What you are not taught, you wouldn't know. You know, like yesterday, some people were clapping. Some people were clapping. We were having Holy Ghost meeting. People were clapping. Immediately, you saw your pastor in front wanted to see who's that. Because they've been taught. And I said, who's that? But I allowed it. Why did I allow it? Because some of us don't know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That clapping is not of God. Some people don't know. Hallelujah. People don't know. Look at Job. Job 27. Let me show you a few things. Job 27. Let's see that word clapping. I'll start from verse 22. It says, for God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hands. 23. It says, men shall clap their hands at him and shall ease him out of his place. Did you see that? The word to clap their hands there is the word in the Hebrew that means to strike their hands. Did you see that? To clap and strike your hands at him and ease him out of his place. Hallelujah. Is this praising him? Or mockery? Mockery. Did you see what clapping is for? For mockery. Mockery. Another one. Chapter 34 of Job. Job 34:37. It says, for he added rebellion unto his sin. He clapped his hands amongst us and multiplied his words against God. Did you see that? Is it 34 verse 10? Verse 37. He added rebellion to his sin. Now what is the rebellion he added to his sin? He clapped his hands amongst us. He strike his hands among us. Did you see that? That's what is called rebellion. And multiply his words against God. Is this praising God or mocking God? Mocking God. So is this for rebellion? Clapping of hands. It's used for rebellion. Hope you can see it. I'm not formulating it in my head though. It's in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Psalms 47, verse 1. Now, this is where a lot of people say, hey, but the Bible says, clap your hands. We're going to see it together. Hallelujah. I'm waiting to get here. Psalms 47, verse 1. And what is the hazard of not reading your Bible well? When you don't read your Bible well, you will miss out. It's a hazard. When you read one portion of the Bible, some people do memory verse. Memory verse. I said some things, I said this in church some few weeks back. I said, I am telling you, don't read your Bible as memory verse. A few people that knows me know me years back. I used to be a Sunday school teacher in my, how shall I put it, where my parents' church. Amen. Your pastor, Sam Isla, was one of my students there. I used to give people memory verse to go and learn. You learn 50, 40. So one day, I told somebody to come and give memory verse. This man said, Uncle, we are always giving memory verse. You give us memory verse. That was audacious. And I said, all the times you guys are reading memory verse, do I open my Bible to cross check? He said, no. I said, because I know all what you guys are. If you miss it, I will correct you. So didn't you? I said, no, sir. I said, don't worry, I'll give memory verse. I did about 150 memory verse for them. And as I will call it, I will tell them to open their Bibles, then I will see it. And they were all surprised. I said, like, me that I'm teaching you, I'm telling you to go and give memory verse. You just tell you I will not be doing it. So they were all surprised. Now today I'm telling you, the hazard of knowing scripture is knowing it by memory verse. Amen. Because scripture was not written in verses. Hallelujah. It wasn't written in verses. So you want to know God, you want to know scriptures in verses, then you miss it. Verses and chapters just started some few years ago. Hallelujah. Look at Psalms 47. Let's see. It says, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. You know, it looks as if you're saying clap your hands to God, right? Worship God, right? But that is the hazard you will read when you read verses 1 alone. Now let's read everything together. Then we'll know whether verses 1 is about clapping your hands to God in praise. Okay, let's read. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. Did you see that? Did you see that? The Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Watch. He shall choose our inheritance for us, an excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a charm. The sing praises to God. Now this is what is telling those whom are with God. He says sing praises to God, not to clap. Did you see that? Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Did you see that? Now, when he tells the children of Israel, he tells them to sing praises. Hallelujah. Now, what is the oh clap your hands for in verses 1? Hallelujah. Remember they said the Lord God is terrible. So, if you read this psalm, this is the psalms of the sons of Korah. When you read the psalms very well, you understand the fact that there are two people, two nations. Hallelujah. One is an enemy nation, while one is the children of Israel. So, the one that are with the children of Israel, the psalmist says, sing praises to God. Now, the ones that are enemies of the children of God, who are enemies of the commonwealth of Israel, what did they say? They say, oh, clap your hands to the Lord. Like, say, for he is terrible. Hallelujah. The children of Israel then say, he will subdue our enemies under us. Did you see that? So that means they that are to clap their hands are the ones that he will subdue. Hallelujah. Very, very simple. So that means that clap there is not in praise to God. It's not. Hallelujah.
We're going to see some others where it's not a present of God. When you use that word to strike your hands, naka in the Hebrew is the word that means, is not used for praise. It's the word that is used for mocking. So the moment you see, oh, clap your hands, you know it's not in praise. It was never used in praise. Even the ancient Hebrew or the ancient Jewish people don't clap their hands. They rather use tambourines in praise to God. Never did they clap their hands. Hallelujah. But when they have gone up for war and they've defeated their enemy, they'll clap their hands at their enemies. This is that. That's not praise to God, but it's a sign of defeat. It's disdaining. Hope you're following that. You must always learn to see that. Glory to God. Let's see another one in Ezekiel. Ezekiel, quickly. Ezekiel 25. Verse 26. Ezekiel 25, verse 6, sorry. Now it says, "For thus saith the Lord, because thou hast," this is God, "because thou hast clapped thy hands and stamped with the feet and rejoiced in thy heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel. Behold, therefore, I will stretch out my hands upon thee." Did you see that? "And I will deliver thee for a spoil to the heathen." Did you see that? "Because thou hast clapped thy hands. Hope you are following that. "Because thou hast clapped thy hands." So that means that the clap there is not in praise. Did you see that? It's not in praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He used another word with it, disdain. So clapping was never used to praise God. Never. Another is Nahum. Quickly rush to Nahum. We don't know where Nahum is. It's in the Bible. It's not Naomi. It's Nahum. Hallelujah. Nahum is after Micah. Nahum 3 verse 19. Don't know where it is. Go to your table of contents. Nahum. Okay. Verses 19. Nahum 3 19. Nahum is before Habakkuk. So if you see Habakkuk, you go back to Nahum. Now he says, "There is no healing of thy bruise, thy wounds is grievous. All that hear the fruit of thee shall clap their hands over thee." Did you see that? "Shall clap their hands over thee, for upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually." So it is in mockery. Did you see? It's not in glory. It's in mockery. Hallelujah. So clapping was never used in worship to God. And that is why you must be taught God's word. You must be taught God's word. It's never used in worship to God. Hallelujah. Nothing is bad if you attend a function, dinner party, and or speech and prize giving day, and people clap their hands to cheer someone. It's good, right? But not in the church. Who are you cheering? The pastor? No. Hallelujah. Is it the brother you're cheering? Who are you cheering? No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the pastor is not performing. You can't do that for people that are performing. The pastor is doing God's work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. So you don't clap your hands in church. Glory to God. Amen. What if I go to a church where they clap hands? Join them to clap their hands. Hope you're hearing me. Because it, are not clapping hands. No, they are clapping hands. Join them to clap their hands. But you know you're not supposed to clap your hands, right? But you join them. Hallelujah. Because the gathering is bigger than your individuality. Hallelujah. How are you going to hear me? Aha, know that.
I'm not clapping my hands. No, you are there.
And they are clapping their hands. Amen. Amen. Because they are doing it, you join them. It doesn't make you a sinner. Hallelujah. But when you begin to do, they don't know anything. That is when you are actually sinning. Glory to God. Hope you are following that. Okay, that's it. It's also very important that the things of the Spirit are taught. I love what Kenneth E. Hagin said. He said, if the things of the Spirit are not taught, they will be lost in this generation. Hallelujah. So it's very vital we teach about the things of the Spirit. That will take us to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 12, 1. Look at what Paul says. Paul says, now concerning spiritual things. Hallelujah. Now concerning spiritual gifts, rather. Brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Gifts, there is italicized. So, now concerning spirituals. Brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Spirituals, there is a word in the Greek, pneumatikos. It means things of the Spirit, things by the Spirit, and things from the Spirit. Of the Spirit, by the Spirit, from the Spirit. That's what it means, pneumatikos. Pneumatikos. From two words, pneuma. From the word pneuma. Pneuma is used for spirits. Amen. So whenever you hear pneumatikos, always ask yourself the question, what is the author saying concerning the Spirit? Hallelujah. Ask yourself, what is Paul writing concerning the Spirit? So when he says, now concerning spirituals. When you use the word now, it means this is what we want to deal with. Now concerning peri, let's deal with spiritual. That is the essence of what I've been talking about. Pneumatikos, things of, from, and by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's see a bit of what Paul was saying before now concerning the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, to the same church. 1 Corinthians 2, sorry, verses 4. He says, my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Demonstration. The word demonstration there is the word apodexis. Apodexis. A-P-O-D-E-X-I-S. Apodexis. Apodexis there is used for how you put for light on a dark surface. This is that? How you put light on a dark surface. So he said that my speech and my preaching were not in sweet words, but with the demonstration. That is to say, when he was preaching to them, the first time he came to them with the word of God, what was happening is that the Spirit of God was putting light on a dark surface. Did you see that? He's reminding the church. He said the Spirit of God was putting forth light. What, where is the dark surface? Their hearts. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Right? 2 Corinthians 4. It says, whom the God of this world has blinded their hearts. Did you see that? So a man who is not born again, his heart is blinded. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 verse 30. It says he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. So a man who is not born again is in darkness. Hope you're following me. He's in darkness. Hallelujah. So he says, when I was teaching you the word, he said the Spirit of God was putting light on your dark surface. So he's telling them, their first contact, our first contact with the Spirit of God is when the gospel was preached to us. So that means when the gospel is being preached, it's not your work, it's the Spirit of God working it out, putting light on the dark surface. So he said, he's reminding the church, he said the first contact we have with the Spirit of God was when the gospel was preached. Hope you're saying that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Watch that. Look at verses 9. It says, but it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but he has revealed them to us. Hallelujah. Okay, I prepare for them that love him. Say, for he has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Say, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Say, for what man knoweth the things of a man? He says, save the Spirit of the man which is in him. He says, no man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him. He says, the things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Look at verses 12. He says, now we have received. Is it one who got born again? Is it one who got born again?
Yes,
come on, I want everybody to follow me now. Is it one who got born again that will receive the Spirit?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we've received. Not the Spirit of this world. Hallelujah. For the Spirit which is of God. So, have we received the Spirit of God?
Yes,
that we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Did you see that? So what have we received when we got born again?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is that the same with the words of Jesus in John chapter 14 verse 16?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I say, I will pray the Father and will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Which the world cannot receive. So that means when we get born again, what we receive is the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We receive the Spirit of God. Say, I have the Spirit of God. Say, that we might know those things that have been freely given to us of God. Things that have been freely given to us of God. So what does he use? Now let's look at it. What does he use Spirit for? The first time he used Spirit for information, right? 1 Corinthians 2:4, that when the gospel is preached, right, what we have is the work of the Spirit in our hearts, right, convincing us, right? Secondly, he said what we receive is the Spirit. Watch those two things. Hallelujah. Because that is how he uses the Spirit. The things, right, for things, information, and also for we when we get born again. Hallelujah. Now, look at what it now says in verse 13. He now says, which things we also speak. Which things are that, the things that are freely given to us, right? Spirituals. Now, he says, which things we also speak, not in the words in which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. He says, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So, spiritual things, is that the information? Is that the information? Is that the gospel? Amen. With spiritual. Spiritual, is that the believers?
Yes, sir.
Is that the believers?
Yes.
Okay, let's come back again. Spiritual things, is it based on what we have received also? Right? Does it deal with things we've received?
Yes,
sir. It says that we might know those things that have been freely given to us. So those things are spiritual. So he calls those things spiritual. Hallelujah. So comparing spiritual with spiritual, meaning he's referring to spiritual things, things in the spirit that we've received. Right? And we that are in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Very vital. In chapter 3 verse 1. Look at what it says in chapter 3 verse 1. It says, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual. Do you see that? But as unmeaning, I couldn't talk to you as who you are. Hallelujah. Why? Because they had strife. They had strife, jealousy, envy. It's just like, imagine. You are in the university, right? You are in the university and you are in third year. I don't give you a book to read. I discovered that you can't read the book. You couldn't even understand writing. You know, I will not be able to talk to you again as an undergraduate, like a university student. Amen?
Yeah.
Imagine I give you a book, or you help me read this. You say, sorry, sir. This, I can't see it. Look at it now. Sir, I cannot read. How do you think I would relate to you? I would relate to you like a nursery student. Right? Say, C, A, San, A, B, San, Pa. Amen? That's how we're teaching you. And then, okay. C, H, E. D. Say, D. D. B, O, Y. B, O, G. Boy. Yeah, I'll be teaching you like a nursery student. That is to say, I can therefore say, I can't talk to you as a university student, but like a nursery student. But does that mean you're not a university student? No. Right? So he's saying to them, I couldn't speak to you as unto spirituals. Remember, he has told them that they have the Spirit of God, and that they are spiritual. Now, what I cannot speak to you as who you are. Why? Because there's strife and envy. You see that? And strife and envy are not in the spirit. What are you doing that? I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes. Hallelujah. So for where there is strife and envy, that you not carnal and walk like men. Man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at chapter 3 again, verse 16. He calls them the temple of God because the Spirit of God dwells in them. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Chapter 3 verse 16. See, why? Because the Spirit of God dwells in them. So they are the temple of God. Hallelujah. Did you see that? So that means we are the temple of the Spirit. Then we jump to chapter 10. I need to be a bit fast. You see, chapter 10. He said, moreover, brethren, I would not that you be ignorant, how that our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. He was talking about their wilderness experience in Exodus. He said they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Baptized into Moses means they were united with Moses. Hallelujah. It says, and they eat the same spiritual meat, and they drink the same spiritual drink. For the drink of that spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Come on now. Was there any rock following them physically? No. But did they see a physical rock at a point? Yes. But he said the rock followed them. They ate spiritual meat. But we saw that what they ate was not spiritual meat, it was normal meat. Right? But what is Paul saying? He calls it spiritual meat. He calls it spiritual rock. He wants you to understand what he's talking about concerning the spirit. Right? And he referred to the spirit as what? Informations. In chapter 2, verses 4. Which is the gospel. So what Paul is saying is that what they had with them in the wilderness journey was the gospel. That's what Paul is saying. They had the gospel with them in the wilderness journey. Hallelujah. So that's what they call spiritual meat and spiritual rock. When Jesus was to talk about the bread that they ate, he said, your fathers all ate manna in the wilderness, and where are they? They are dead. So he's telling you that was not what they had. The real manna was not the bread that came. The real manna was the words, hallelujah, from Moses concerning God to them. Oh, you are following me. Concerning God to them. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you have to see very clear. You should be clear. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now let's get back to chapter 12. Where were we? We have a teaching on all this, so you can just be in an extract of some teachings. We have a teaching in Pneumaticus 1, 2, and 3. Series 1, series 2, and series 3. So everything I'm teaching is all there, but I'm going to lift everything together and teach some of it tonight. Or today, this afternoon session, we can get to those messages. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now chapter 12, verses 2. It says, now concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Now the word ignorant there is the word agnoheo. Agnoheo means willful ignorance. Why did he use the word willful? It's not that they did not know anything about spirituals. Hallelujah. It means that they knew about spirituals, but they refused to walk in what they knew. We cannot believe us who know the truth and refuse to walk in them. That's the church in Corinth. Because in chapter 1, verses 7, he said to them that they came behind in no gift. They came behind in no gift. I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians, yes, chapter 1. Quickly. Yeah, verse 7. That they came behind in no gift. Did you see that? They came behind. So that means they understood, they knew the gift of the Spirit. But Paul said they were ignorant. Ignorant there means agnoheo, means to be willful ignorant, to know something but decide not to walk in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, back to chapter 12. We'll all flow in our own tonight, this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll have wonderful encounters this afternoon, I'm sure of that. And into the evening. Remember I told you in the evening, we'll be sharing what? Huh? I said the power of God will be available, right? Hallelujah. The power of God will be available this evening. So this is our last section now. By three. By one. Right? Well, it's afternoon, not evening. It's our last session. So, come prepared. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You will be another man.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You will be another man. I had someone one time come for one of our meetings from Kano. I said when he went back, we asked him, still go to see Pope in Lagos. You will be changed. You will be changed. I'm telling you because I know. I'm telling you because I've prayed. I'm telling you because I've seen it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. It says, for you know that you were Gentiles carried away by this dumb idols. Okay, we are not Gentiles. We're not talking about you. Okay, verse 3. Whereby give it to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit calleth Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. So he's telling you that the reason why when he said Jesus is Lord, that is salvation. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So he's telling you that you're being saved is by the Holy Ghost. Put that side by side with 1 Corinthians 2:4, where we read, you discover that it's the work of the Spirit. Hallelujah. No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verses 4. Say, now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. If you are sleeping, make sure your eyes is fast open. Don't sleep. If you want to sleep, I guess you should look for
your fear.
And not or chewing gum. But chewing gum, I've discovered chewing gum does not work. Anybody that is sleeping under this tree. Yeah, yeah, Baba. If you sleep under this heat, you're a charmer. Amen. This heat is to keep you awake. But if you sleep, yours is the kingdom of God. Okay, verse 4. Say there are diversities of gifts. Diversities of gifts. Now, why I say you should not sleep is because of a lot of people have said nonsense from here. Now, when they use the word diversity, it's the word diuresis. Diuresis. D-I-R-E-L-E-S-I-S. Diuresis. Now, diuresis, it implies different of the same. Different of the same. Hallelujah. And it's a different piece of the same whole. How many of you know a set and a subset? You know set and subset? So now that we know whether to speak to you as unto a university student or as unto a primary school. You know what a set is? Okay, you know what is universal set? Okay, every set is under a universal and every subset is under a Yes, yeah, na na. Yeah, na na. Yeah, na na. Okay. I'll explain it again. Okay, let me put it like this. Every subset is under a set. That's like a set. Every subset is inside a set. Every set is inside a universal set. I know some of you are art students, I understand. But at least this is basic. Amen. Even if you don't know how to do union and intercession, leave that for the science. But you know that there's something called set. Right? Now, if you look at a set, okay, if you look at the universal set, you find all the sets are inside the universal set, right? Right? Now, that different sets that are under the universal set is what we call diuresis. Different gifts of the same Spirit. So we call the Spirit the universal set. So all the gifts are in the Spirit. Every gift is in the Spirit. That's what he's saying. So he said there are differences of gifts. Right? Now I'm still in verse 4. That diversities of gifts. But the same Spirit. So he's telling you that diversities are different of the same, right? In the Spirit. They are all in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you have the Spirit of God?
Yes,
so that means all these gifts are in the Spirit and they are in you. Right or right?
Right.
You can't say it wrong. I say right or right. Amen. Amen. So all the gifts are where? In the Spirit. And the Spirit is in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So can we say all the gifts are in us?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? I don't want to start yelling, but sir, all the gifts are in you, do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't say so, it's in the Bible. Okay, it says, there are differences in administration, but it's the same Lord. Right? 6, say there are diversities of operation. There are diversities of operation. Hallelujah. Operations. But it is the same God who worketh all in all. Now when you use the word diversity there, it's the same God which worketh all in all. All in all means he worketh all the gifts in all the bodies. That's what it means. All the gifts is the Spirit that works it where? In all the body. Why? How? The Spirit of God is in every believer. So the operation of the Spirit is that all the gifts will be found in the Spirit in the believer. Did you see that? Did you see that? He now went further in verse 7 to now say, but the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with her. Manifestation there is the word in the Greek, phanero. Phanero. Panava means to unveil, the unveiling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. To unveil, to bestow. Hallelujah. To bestow in full. So you now ask yourself, when was the Spirit unveiled? When was it unveiled? In the resurrection. Right? Said, if I don't go, he said, the Comforter will not come. Is that not it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going because the Comforter will come. Hallelujah. So in the resurrection. That is, when a man gets saved, he has received the Spirit in full. Hallelujah. So now, at what point was the Spirit in full unveiled to me? When I got saved. Hallelujah. So now it's there that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? To some people or to everyone?
To everyone.
To every man. Now every man there is not everybody in the world. Every man there is everyone that is in the church at Corinth that are saved. Did you see that? Every believer is given to every man. So every believer has the Spirit. And in the Spirit is all the gifts. Right? Right? Aha. And that is the operation of the Spirit. Glory to God. Now, take note of the next thing, to profit without. We would skip that word and come back to it. Hallelujah. And take note, he said, it is given for our profiting. For our profiting. We're going to get to that shortly. It's given for our what? Profiting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, why is the Spirit of God given to us? Because of our profiting. Profiting there is not to buy and sell. It's not to do business and make money. Don't try yourself. Profit there is means, the word profit there is the Greek word that means for our common good. Amen. It's for our common good. Glory to God. Now let's get into a few more details. So we have agreed now that the Spirit is in everyone, right? That means the gift is in everyone, right? Now the question is, when you ask some people, what are the gifts of the Spirit that you have, that you received? And that is why you must teach the things of the Spirit very well. Because my gift, someone was asked, what is your gift of the Spirit? What is the gift of the Spirit that you have? But they said, my gift of the Spirit that I have is to interpret dreams. Sure, alright. Are you okay? What is to interpret dreams? What is your gift? Singing. The difference between you and the best singer in the world is because you are careless. And the best singer in the world took his or her time to train his voice. If you train your voice the way that person has trained his voice, you will have the same voice like the person. Amen. You don't know. I was not born with, it's a natural gift. I'm telling you. I'm in a house where my brother sings very well. My other brother, I believe, when we were in senior secondary school, no, in fact, after my senior secondary school, my other brother was still singing soprano. Me, even when you put me to sing bass, you'll be looking for my key. Because my key will go. We'll just move from here to Zamfara. I will just lost. What's the difference? Every day he'll be eating at alligator pepper. Me, I'll be drinking cold water. I don't sing. Why? He will not drink cold water. Till date, he doesn't drink cold water. He doesn't drink cold water. Sometimes he will take hot water and like, he's training his voice. Me, who sent? Who said, when I sing. Any angel that wants to do hey, I'll slap you. You listen to my voice. Am I praising you? Glory to God. Is that a joke? Me? Train your voice. Move your voice there. Just to praise God. So that's the difference. It's the same also. It's not that house. Remember one time like that, we're singing, we're just singing. I didn't want to sing, I don't like, because I know my voice is wonderful. I know my voice is wonderful. I know. We're very small. So, you know, say, raise your voice, let's sing to God. I just raised my voice. Nah, the person put your table to keep short. I said, line by line, we started telling everybody to sing the song one by one. We were all surprised. I knew I was the one. I didn't need anybody to tell me. I was just in Jesus 2. I knew I was the one. But everyone said, nobody said, he said, I heard the voice of the devil. I said, hey, I knew I was the one. Knew that my voice can just fly. Everybody on that one. Everybody was singing. When it got to my own point, our own room, we should sing, my voice was the lowest. But the way he was singing me out as the devil. Amen. So the difference is just singing. Amen. But nowadays I've been trying. I think I sing better than some of your pastors, including Sam Jeff. I sing better than all of them. Just using style of singing, I'm still that little boy. Tell him to sing another song. Then you expose him. I'm still that little boy, hungry. Sing another one. Come on, sing Glorious Church. You go up here. He's coming to back me up. When he came, I just say, ha, what is this? Come on, back me up. Somebody else should back me up. God. Amen. Oh, is it this one sitting here? Let me help them now. This one sitting here. This one. Let me give you some things that you see. We need to hear our voice. Tell me you pray. Let's not go there. Just continue. Amen. So what is a gift from God? Football. Football. And you've never played. Your gift from God is about having good skills. I'm good. We've seen you. Good. Kudos. Even the people that you call good, we don't know whether they are born again. So why is that the gift of the Spirit? When the best musicians, so we say, no, most of the best musicians came out from the church. Stop deceiving yourself. Stop deceiving yourself. So they were first in choir. Small choir. It's boys brigade. They were first in choir. So anybody that wants to deceive you, so that he can buy you, say, I was singing in choir in my church. Were you born again first? Let's start from there. Is it by choir? Small choir. This prayer warrior, choir, I sang in choir. Nonsense. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody deceive you. There's no gift called singing. There's no gift called acting. There's no gift of the Spirit called interpreting dreams. So what is your power? Where is your talent of God? All those messages are funny messages. Say, God told Moses, what do you have in your hand? Put it down. Put it down. Put down your talent. Talent is what you train yourself to do. Hope you're hearing me. If you do not train yourself, you will never have it. You say, me, I cannot play ball. Today, let me give you a good coach to teach you how to play ball. Or life. You will dribble mess. Once you put your heart to it, it's inborn. At what age did his father take him to Barcelona? So what were you doing at that age? You were riding tire. Do you think Messi can ride tire? Or people were riding, they know they call gere gere. With what do they call this thing? With hunger. And do you think Messi can do gere-gere? Call him, let's do it together. I'll do gere-gere from here to Abuja. And it will not fall. Let's try ourselves now. He's greatest of all. Me, I'm greatest of all time in gere-gere. Not a joke! You think Messi can do stunts with a wheelbarrow? All those wheelbarrow that we make with wood. So maybe you guys don't have it in this part of Nigeria. Wood, use wood to make wheelbarrow. We need to go and fetch water there. Just stand on it. We need to go and pluck fruit. There are some things I can do, I cannot do. So I'm meat, I'm greatest of all time. Stay there, be joking. When he was learning ball, I was learning gere-gere. Let's do it like that. Stop hyping nonsense. It's because riding of gere-gere is not a sport. It was a sport.
was a sport, I'll be doing it for Chelsea.
Amen. I'll be
in Chelsea,
getting team. Glory to God. Amen. So there's nothing like that. Never confuse gift for talent that you develop. What the Bible says, God gave some 5 talents, 3 talents, 2 talents. I just finished that teaching some weeks back. We have it. What's the name of that teaching again? Wisdom. Yeah, faith in the gospel and material prosperity. I just finished that series. That's about 8 sections. And I discussed talent. I discussed that word talent. That word talent you find in the Bible, God gave some 5 talents, 3 talents, and 1 talent. Was not, first of all, it's not God. Amen?
Amen.
First of all, it was a parable. So it was a master that gave his servant. So debunk it, is not God. Hallelujah. So in their word, talent, their word talent is used for money. Is the word talenton, is used for money. That's how they are. Just like say naira. That's what it is. Give somebody 10 naira, 5 naira, 1 naira. The one who wanted, went to hide it, and the master said, you should have given it to money doublers, given it to Ponzi. Let them double it. That's what it means. Yes, now, so at least even if you make loss, we know that you lose it. But you put it somewhere. It's money, but not, it's not football talent. Tell everybody, deceive you. Say, it's talent. Where's your talent? Give some people 5. What is your talent? God is going to ask you about your talent. Sure. Let's wait and see. It's not only talent. Hallelujah. But when it comes to the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, now we agree that all the gifts are in the Spirit in the believer. Right?
Yes.
Let's get back to our teaching. Now let's see. Verses 8. Hope you understand all that I've explained to you.
Yes.
Differentiate it in your head. Hallelujah. So differentiate it in your head. There's a difference
between gift and talent. Talent in their world is money, not like dollar, not the way you call talent today. Hope you are following me. So let's get to gifts. Verses 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now this is where a lot of people have issues. First of all, we have agreed that all the gifts are in the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you, right? That is all the gift and you, right? But why is it that Paul is not saying for to one? It's looking as if I give you this person this, I give this person that, this person this. No, that's not what Paul is saying. Now when he used the word one there, is the word in the Greek main, pronounced M-E-H-N. But it's spelled M-E-N, not men, but main. Hallelujah, that's a Greek word. Hallelujah. So he was not referring to one person. Amen. Not referring to one person. He says, for to one. That word man there is used for a faculty. So he's saying that, listen, look up here. He's saying that the gift of the Spirit, that are in the Spirit, in the believer, is a faculty in the believers. Hallelujah. So what he's saying is that those gifts are as faculties in us. Hallelujah. That's faculties in us. Faculties. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not saying that it's one person that have one, another person has another. No. What he's saying is that those gifts are faculties in the believer. Glory to God. That's faculties in us. So that means they all... I know, so that means we can say we have the 9 faculties of the Spirit. We can say that. We have the 9 faculties of the Spirit in the believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. For one is given, let's read that together. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. So another is not another person. Hallelujah. So when he uses for to one, can we put it since it's a faculty? Is it saying for to all? Is it for to all?
Yes.
The manifestation of the Spirit, which is the giving of the Spirit, is given to everyone. So, it's not saying for one person. It's actually for all of us, but it is as faculties in all of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you can say for all, to all is given the word of wisdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To all the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. That's what he's saying. He says to all faith by the same Spirit. To all the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Say to all the workings of miracles. To all prophecy. To all the discerning of spirit. To all diverse kinds of tongues. To all the interpretation of tongues. Did you see that? And what did he now say in verse 11? You know what he says in verse 11? He says, but all these workers. Did you see that? So when he uses the word all these workers, it shows you that what he has listed before are faculties. All these workers is the workings of the Spirit. He calls it that one self-same Spirit. It's not different Spirit. That one self-same Spirit that you've received. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That one self-same Spirit that you've received. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are all in the Spirit in us. So the workings of the Spirit of God in us, in his gift, is that he has made his gifts as faculties in us. Hope you are hearing me. He has made these gifts as faculties in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. One and self-same Spirit. Let's read it. It says dividing. Dividing. Hallelujah. That word dividing is the same word diuresis. The same of the same whole. Hallelujah. The same. I mean different of the same whole. Hallelujah. Dividing to everyone. Now, look at your Bible now. As he wills. Stop. Let's look at that word as he wills. Because if you use the word as he wills, you will think, if the Spirit does not will to give it to me, he will not give it to me. Right? But let's take it out. The word he, look at your Bible very well. The word he in your Bible is italicized. If you have a Bible that carries italics, check your Bible. In the original, there is no he. How many of you have that in your Bible italicized? We don't know how to know italicized. Verses 11. Is it italicized in your Bible? It's not in yours. Is it in yours? No. Is it? Does yours carry italics? Okay. I want to know those people that the Bible have italics. Is it italicized in my Bible? Slanted and italicized. Okay, slanted. Thank you. Is it slanted in your Bible? He is telling you now that he couldn't speak to you as unto undergraduate. Because he's not a graduate. Is it italicized or is it slanted in your Bible? It's not. Okay. Is it in yours? Okay. Verses 11. 1 Corinthians 12, 11. At least those of you that isn't phone Bible should have it. But next I don't like phone Bibles. Is it slanted? What Bible are you using? Hey, don't show me the Bible. I don't like Bibles. I don't like phone Bibles. Amen. Okay, I guess I know this Bible. Okay, I know this. Okay. It's going to be a tough one now. Okay. It's not tough, but the Holy Ghost. Okay. I'm going to help you out. Amen. The Greek word there doesn't show the he. It's actually verse 11. It says, but all this work that one and self-same Spirit dividing to every man as will. As will. But let's read as he will. So the question will now be, who wills? Who wills? Is it the Spirit or you? Because someone said, but as the Spirit will. He didn't tell you that the Spirit wills. As he wills. But most times, the way I get it out with people is that I will show them that it wasn't italicized. I mean, it was italicized. So that automatically, when I talk with scholars, I tell them, look at it again. Is it italicized? Oh, it's italicized. So that means not in the original. Amen. I happen to read the original Greek, so I usually will see when it's not italicized. Hallelujah. Okay. But be it as it may, as he wills, right? As he wills. Now let's see, who wills? Is it God or the Spirit? Say no, as the Spirit wills. Did you see Spirit there? It's actually as man wills.
Hallelujah. Look at where similar word was used in Acts 4. Acts 4 verse 30. Let's see who does the willing. Acts 4 verse 13 to 31. Oh, verse 34, sorry. 34, Acts 4. Right there. And they said, neither was there any of them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of land or household sold them and brought... Ooh, my time is up. Okay. As many as have land sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Who has need here? Every. So let's take it back here. So who wins now? Every man. Just listen. So listen. That means, sometime I'm going to show you the next session, which I was supposed to do in this session, but I will bind everything together in the next session. Amen. Something I'm going to show you in the next session is on the fact that you will discover that it will not be on your desire, on your own desire, but everything is in you, but it's not as you will that you flow in them. Amen. That's why when I tell people to say, I'm waiting on the Spirit to come upon me so I can speak in tongues. You didn't wait more than me. You did not wait more than me. Hey. You did not wait for them. Now I waited. Now I cried. You got these tongues. Oh. I opened my mouth and said, God, until the day I got a book. That was around 2002. I got a book by Kenneth Hagin, The Gift of the Spirit, and I read it. Ah! And I said, gee, what is why I think I'm tarrying? They will tell you, tarry! We're tarrying for days. We pray, God, let it fall. That day, because that day when I was reading that book, I said, what have I been waiting for? Answer is there. Yeah? I spoke in tongues. Glory to God. I spoke in tongues that day. Just getting a hold of a book to make me see, it's not as God wills, but as I will. God's plan is that this gift is in all the bodies. And I've received it, so I can flow in them. Hallelujah. I can flow in them. Hallelujah. Get back to verse 7. It says, for the profit of all. The manifestation of the Spirit is given for the profit of all. To profit. To everyone for profiting. Hallelujah. So that means the essence of the gift of the Spirit is not for my self-goal. And I need to create this covet here. If not, if you don't understand this, you will fry some people's brain. Hallelujah. Amen. It's for profit. Hallelujah. It's for profit. I've been sharing some personal things with you. Hallelujah. Profit. It's not for myself aggrandizement. And I'm going to close it. Very soon. Hallelujah. Not for myself aggrandizement. Not for myself we. It's not for to show myself that I'm good. No. No. Hallelujah. I'll let you know. Not to show myself that I'm good, no. It's for everyone to profit. Everyone to profit. Every one of us. Hallelujah. Our common good. I remember years back, I began when I was in school, my first year. I fried some people's brain. You know I need to fry some people's brain. If I talk small, I'll tell you, do you know I'm a prophet in this school? My mates in school, they all know me. I'm a prophet. And it's not a joke. Anything I say, you see it. I'll tell you. I'll tell you something straightforward. This is what will happen. This is what will happen. And so I will say, man of God. I'll just be parading myself. Man of God. Man of God. So, you know, the end point of man of God is to eat free kula. Man of God. You know what is curricular? I was frying people's brain. But it's not good. When you are showing yourself. There was a time. Some people came to meet me. Some people were going for bonfire.
in school. You know what bonfire is? You don't know what bonfire is? When you burn fire. And you burn your fire, you... So, they were going. So somebody now gave them a prophecy and said all of them that will go for the bonfire, they were traveling to a remote village to go and do bonfire. No, a picnic. That all of them would die. And they will have his father last night and they will die. So, somebody now came to meet me and said, sir, somebody said we'll all die when we go. I said, go and tell the person that the prophet of the school said that nobody would die. That's how I used to talk. You can't tell them the prophet of the school said nobody would die. Was not talk of war. Yeah, school scattered. People would rather say, did not put it. The prophet of the school said. So the guy was shocked. The guy came, the guy looked for me. Came to me. So the day he came to meet me, he saw me in my room, I was studying. So I opened the door, he just shouted, man of God, Sawyer. You saw me as, I've never seen anybody in my life study the word like this. And I'm thinking, do you know I'm a prophet? I was crazy people dead. But today I can't do that. So most of when I see people scrape people's head, I'll just be laughing. They don't know. Hallelujah. Let me just stand. If I did a prophet, I did those things when I seen in second year or third year. Second year. Not many years. So when I do it, I'll just be laughing. Don't know anything. I just been deceived. So the guy came and I said, but sir, this prophecy is God that showed me. It's God that showed me. I said, see, I am saving you. He was shocked. I said, I'm saving you. He said, how, sir? I said, because those people will go and they will come back and you'll be a false prophet. The guy was shocked. He said, but sir, God, I saw accident. I said, because you don't understand what you saw. I'm a prophet. I said, they will go and come back. But do you know what they will have lost going there? And I started explaining some funny things about the time of life, the circle of life, the missing God's plan. I explained that. I gave it to him. He said, thank you, sir. He now went back. I now went back and I tell them, they will go, they will come back, but they will miss it. The accident, they were not explaining the accident and what I taught him. It's not a joke. They went and they came back. Amen. They came back. Any little thing, even when it got to SCG, people were coming to me, lay hands on me. All the things you see happening in Nigerian politics, they go to religious house. That's been happening from school. SCG president, I know. Lay hands on me, give me the word. These things are nonsense. You shouldn't get involved in this nonsense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nonsense. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. So, red writer. Don't allow people fry your head. Amen. I see some people do it. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you this caveat because after this meeting, in the next section, all of us here, I'm going to teach us. We're going to flow with tongues. Everybody. And you interpret. I'm not joking. You will flow in tongues. Don't worry. The power of God will carry you. You will flow in tongues, you interpret. You will walk in prophecy. You walk in visions. You see visions, you have revelations. Hallelujah. It will all be in this atmosphere. Hallelujah. So the next 30 minutes before the next session will start, it's not for you to play, it's for you to get into that prayer mood. Get into that prayer mood on your own time. What do you want to receive? You will be turned to another man. Maybe you will prophesy like you've never done before. Some of you will speak of things that will happen. You will begin to give word of wisdom, word of knowledge. And most importantly, the power of God will be so available here in the next section. I'm going to do it. I might not have time to do the explanation. But you get the explanation later. But we'll have raw power. Hallelujah. Miracle signs and wonders will rot through your hands. And it will not end in this place. No, it will not end. You know, some of you are starting your exam soon, right? Right? You see God's power. Even during, within this period to start your exam. Not for exam, to pass exam. Amen. You can have carryover if you want. But go and read so that you don't have carryover.
Don't say, God, I receive power. This power is not going to carry over. But you have this power from the Spirit of God. And then, it's not I'm the one giving you. No, you have it already. Hallelujah. But I'm going to show you from the Spirit of God, how you're going to flow in it. Hallelujah. There will never be a sick person that will get to you and get healed. Hallelujah. Many people will get to see you. Just by seeing you, you'll feel the tangible power of God. In fact, as you leave here, some people will ask you, where did you go to? You'll be changed to another man. I'm not joking. And that's what we're going to receive. God's power. We're going to receive God's power like never before. Hallelujah. And you know what? Some of you will discover more purpose. Some of you will become more strong and active. Hallelujah. Some of you used to be scared to talk to people about Christ. You used to be scared. I know some of you. But you know what? You have extraordinary boldness. See. By the time I'm here next year, this whole place will be filled. Hallelujah. By the time I'm here next year, this whole place will be filled. Why? Because you will have produced more fruits. You will be more fruitful. Hallelujah. I'm telling you because I know so. Hallelujah. Great and I will hear of it from people. That my people in Kaduna are waxing stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. That you are growing leaps and bounds. You are reaching more men. Hallelujah. Men are going to be saved. Men are going to be changed. Lives are going to be transformed. Just because you are here in this meeting. Yeah. And you can stand in for people who are at home that are sick. Hallelujah. I might not call out sick people, no. But because you are here, just standing in faith for them. And I'm not talking about sickness. But because of what you will receive, it will go home. It will go to your loved ones. It will work in a dynamic way. I'm certain about it. I'm speaking into some people 30 years from today. 40, 50 years from today. You'll be active in God's work. You're not going to say, I used to hear it before. No! Everyone that is here today, I prayed for you. Your season is now.